Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome.
It's your girl, Miss P, and, you know, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but any time I hear that song being played, it does something to me. It makes me feel powerful, you know, in a sense that, hey, you're gonna learn to respect the power of this love, baby. So it's just like one of those songs that, you know, for me per se, it just gets me going, and I just be ready to just go down the street and tell people randomly, like, you're going to respect the power of this love, period, okay? So shout out to Miss Stephanie Mills, first of all, for taking the time to come on the Intune show tonight so that we can gain, you know, and it's really, really exciting. I'm trying not to act like a groupie because I really, really am. And I don't even know what to say about all of this. I'm just like, hey, Stephanie Mills is like that. But I'm trying to keep my composure. So you guys may witness that throughout this, you know, interview that I may go there here and there. And hopefully Miss Mills don't hate me for it. But when someone is so awesome and so, you know, inspiring, you can't help yourself sometimes. But to give gratitude and love to those who deserve it, you know. The acknowledgement is always the best key to me. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Miss Stephanie Mills on. But the only trick to this all, guys, is that I don't know her number, and the lines are all lit up like Christmas trees with a like, but I don't know who's who. Everybody want to get the opportunity to talk to Stephanie tonight, and I don't blame them because so do I. So I'm just going to start for the first one and hope for the best. Miss Mills, is this you?
Hello?
Hello, Miss Mills?
Hello?
Hello, is this Miss Mills?
No, I'm on hold waiting to speak to Miss Mills.
Oh, okay, hold on. I'm trying to figure it. Okay, do you not wait too much longer? I'm trying to find which one, because all the lines are all lit up. So hold for a second, okay, my love? Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, here we go again, playing Russian roulette. Miss Mills, is this you?
Hello?
Miss Mills?
Hello?
Hello, is this Miss Stephanie Mills?
I'm on hold waiting to speak with her.
All right, everyone. This is a good show. Everyone's on hold waiting to speak to Stephanie. Awesome and good time. So I just want to say thank you for calling in, and please hold. I'll figure out which line is hers in a second. And I do apologize about the delay, guys. This has never happened on my show. Hold on. Wow, so many lines. What do you do? What do you do? It's like when you go to gamble or something. You don't know which way to go. I'm going to just... Anyone in my email? Miss Mills? Miss Mills?
Oh, sorry. This is Sienna.
All right, Sienna. We're going to put you back on the line. Hold for a second. All right, this is getting crazy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and figure out what those numbers are, because I'll be here all night like, Miss Mills, Miss Mills, Miss Mills, and then the whole interview is done. So from that respect, I'm going to play one of her other awesome songs while I figure out which number is hers. Tune in to Home with Stephanie Mills.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place. A place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love. When I make the time.
Awesome. So that was Stephanie Mills' Home. I don't know how many of you did not sing that song in the mirror growing up. Like, seriously, all the words backwards and forward. Stephanie Mills is an amazing, amazing, amazing woman. And I'm so honored and blessed to be able to say that I have her on the Intune Show today. So without further ado, because we already took up her time by me, you know, having miscalculation on who to pick up and who not to pick up for, I disconnected Miss Mills. So before I do that again, let's bring her right on so we can jump right in.
Hello.
Hi, Ms. Mills. How you doing?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful, and it's okay. I know, you know, everybody calls in, and you don't know who's who, and you've never spoken to me on the phone, I don't think. So,
no.
So it's okay.
Yay. She gave me a break, guys.
That is okay.
Makes me feel good and warm and fuzzy inside. Now, your voice, oh, my goodness, I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, it's so powerful, but yet so meek.
Oh, you think? I don't know. Some people say
yeah.
I talk like I sing, but I don't know. You know, I just, because I hardly ever listen. I don't like to listen to myself, because when I listen to myself sing, I'm always working or saying I could have done that better or this could have been better. So I don't listen to myself too much.
Right, definitely. So for all those who are getting in tune with you for the first time, which if they are, they have been living under a rock, and it's okay because we're asking you to just, you know, stop, you know, move from under there and get an apartment.
Exactly.
And live in the real world. Miss Stephanie Mills is amazing beyond words. I don't even want to get into it like that. I'd rather you share what you want to share here. But I want to start with, as a child, you know, your nickname, you nicknamed Little Girl with the Big Voice.
Right,
what kind
right.
of pressure did you feel being so young and having such an amazing gift?
I started off in the business when I was 9 years old. My first Broadway show was, I sang at the Apollo, and I won 6 weeks at the Apollo. And then I auditioned for Maggie Flynn, and I was about 11. And I was on Broadway for about 2 months and did some off-Broadway things and theater things. But I kind of always loved to sing. I could actually sing before I could talk. So I was always known for singing, even in church when I was 7. I was baptized at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Brooklyn. And I was always singing, always. So it didn't really put pressure. I don't think I felt the pressure of being a singer in the business until I got older and started getting record contracts and things like that. Then that's when the pressure, I think, begins to start.
Mhm. Definitely. So when you say pressure, can you elaborate a little bit on the pressures as far as, like, deadlines and, you know?
Deadlines and you're constantly on the road and having to do interviews and not getting a lot of rest. But then you're young. I was much younger then, so that's what you expect. But it was a lot of pressure back in the day I put a lot of pressure on myself to sound like my records when I sang live and, you know, to be a certain size and to look a certain way. So it was a lot of pressure all around to be like a total package.
Absolutely. Was anyone else in your family musically inclined?
My mom sang and played clarinet, and my father used to sing in quartet back in the South. But no one else, you know, really took it as far as I did.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're just like a one-man band.
I don't think so. Oh, my God. My band is really my support, and I have a lot of people that help me do what I do. You know, Victor's doing a wonderful job with being on Twitter and telling me who's, you know, Twittering me and Facebook and all of that. So I have a lot of people that help me stay abreast and new.
Right. Exactly. So I know it must have been, like, saying that and piggybacking off of that a little bit. I know it had to been, like, a huge transition, so to speak, from Broadway to the music industry. You know,
yes.
How did you make that switch, and what challenges did you face?
I think that theater, I'm glad that I did theater first and not records, because theater is like going to a disciplinarian school. It teaches you everything about
being on time and working with others, and it just helps you to mature. And the record industry is just totally different. I mean, in theater, there's a cast of people depending on you to say certain lines. When you're doing your own show, you can change it up. You can change a song, and the band is going to follow you. So it's night and day, but I was prepared for it from my theater background.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You can tell you was always prepared because all you had to do is they give you, like, a sentence. You would just belt it out. And now you can say, why can't I sing like that all the time? I'm like, you're going to kill your voice if you keep doing that. You have to train.
You know what? I didn't train. I never had any training. I think
really?
It was just, I never had any training. I didn't go to school I went to a private school, but I didn't go to a school where they trained you how to sing or anything like that. No, I didn't.
That's amazing. It's just like a God's given gift, period.
Yeah. God blessed me. He kissed me twice. Yeah. Yeah, he blessed me.
Yeah, he kissed you twice. That's quite that. Yes, he did.
I always say that. God kissed me twice. Yeah, he blessed me.
He gave me a half a kiss, Miss Mills, because I don't even know what happened.
No, he didn't. He gave you a gift. You have a gift. Look at you. You have your own show, your own internet show. So that's a wonderful gift.
Yes,
to be able
to
do that. Everybody has their own gift.
Yes, you're absolutely right. But I just wish it was like a voice like yours, you know, like
you
want to
be a singer?
It's not that I want to be a singer, but when I sing something, I want it to not cause, you know, damage to people's eardrums, you know, like bleeding. And I want people to listen and understand where I'm coming from when I'm doing it.
But you know what? Everyone who doesn't sing, they want so desperately to sing. Everyone that I know that wants to sing or wish they could sing, they really want it bad. That is so funny to me.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And if you did something else, you would want something else. So it's like
you
can't win.
You always want what you don't have. That's true. The grass always looks greener.
Exactly. So what was it like performing at the Apollo Theater and then recording with Motown?
Oh, my God. That was the best. Performing at the Apollo Theater was a little, it wasn't too scary for me because I was so young. And I did the amateur night, and I won 6 weeks in a row, and then I got a professional booking there with the Isley Brothers. And then being with Motown was just like a dream because the Jackson 5 was there, and I was in love with Michael Jackson. So I felt like, oh, the closer I get, the better, the more chances I have of being Mrs. Michael Jackson. So I was in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And speaking of Michael Jackson, you know, the buzz is going around, I'm sure you know, about the relationship that you and Michael Jackson had.
Had, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know, we did date back in the day when we were like 20. Well, I'm a year older than Michael, so he was 20 and I was 21. Yeah, back in the day we did date.
Yeah, he must have been, like, really awesome. Because you know what? Everyone in my household, out of my cousins, all used to have physical altercations because we were all like, we can do bad better. We can. Our jerry curls are longer. We have the glove. Your mom didn't buy you the jacket to go with it. It was like that.
Oh,
we're his
God.
Women. That's what it
I
was.
I know. I mean, he had so many women in love with him, he didn't even realize it. I don't think he ever realized how loved he was. I really, really don't. And I think he was truly ahead of his time.
Absolutely. 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 I loved him, and I still do. He's amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. Absolutely.
Yes. He's sorely, sorely missed. So is Whitney. So is Whitney Houston. Those are two deaths that are very hard for me to realize that they are really, really, really gone. I struggle with that because it's unbelievable that two people that accomplished so much in life and gave so much in life died so sad.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I wanted to bring this up a little bit, being a mom myself for all those that don't know, because I kind of keep my personal life off of the, you know, radio. But at the same time, being a mom, and I know that you are as well, I understand that you have a child with Down syndrome.
Yes,
and,
I do.
Yes, and I wanted to know whether or not there are any organizations or foundations that we can contribute to or promote.
You, You know what's so funny, that I do not belong to any organizations that deal with Down syndrome. When I had my child and I knew that he was going to have Downs 3 months into my pregnancy, and I was just so happy to be pregnant. I was 45 at the time, and I had really struggled with trying to get pregnant, and I was so happy. I didn't care what my child had. It didn't matter to me. I was just going to bring him in this world, and we were going to deal with whatever we had to deal with. But I was so fortunate, and I do honestly believe that God gave me the perfect child for me, because he's an A student. He plays the piano. You know, I go to school with him every day, and I just feel so fortunate to have him. He's absolutely the best thing I've ever done.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's really, you know, and I hit the ground running when I had him. I mean, I had people come to the house and physical therapists come to the house and everything. I didn't give in to all the things that people were saying that he, you know, that he may not do this. I didn't do that. I didn't want to put limitations on him, and I didn't, and I still don't, and I don't allow people to.
Absolutely, and I commend you for that. I commend the whole the essence and the stride, you know, and it's not to say a man couldn't do it, but the man is not the one who carries the child.
No.
So ultimately, mm-hmm. it's the woman's decision to say that, hey, whatever's happening, it's all going to be okay, and we're going to work this out together. So
exactly.
That has given me so much more love and admiration for you, like I didn't have enough already. And I always tell people, like, I'm no one's fan, okay? I'm nobody's fan. And then soon as it, you know, you get in front of people like yourself, it's just like
mm-hmm.
you just want to go, ah, oh my God, Stephanie, do you know you're my fan? Do you know that I love you?
Well, I do appreciate it. But, you know, like you, I really try to keep my personal life personal, because I think that I owe no one that. I my singing and what I do professionally is what I owe to my public. But really, I love keeping my private life private.
Definitely. I do as well. So I hope that wasn't going a little over.
Oh, no, because people have talked about it, and I've mentioned that it's been mentioned in different magazines. So I have no problem with that. No.
Awesome. I just want to find out a way that, you know, if it was something happening, that we all, as listeners that's tuned in today, can all.
I appreciate
yes,
that.
Not a problem.
I appreciate that. But you know what is so interesting, because I was reading People magazine, I think, and there's a little baby girl that has Down syndrome that a designer, I can't remember the designer's name, is now using her as a poster child, and I just think that's the best thing. Because I think children with Down syndrome, people tend to think they can't do anything, and that's so not the case.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all environment. Even my doctor was like, it's all environment. It's all how you bring them up. And my son travels with me. He does everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that is not something that has to be in place. So many people, they're diagnosed with, oh, he'll never walk again, or she'll never do this and that. And next thing you know, you turn around, they're doing it. They're walking,
exactly.
They're standing right next to you,
exactly.
Tapping you on the shoulder. So
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
You just
definitely
never know.
Definitely. So I'm going to ask a few more questions, and if it's okay, because the lines are lit up, and that's why I couldn't find you, Miss Mills, to take a few calls,
okay.
You know, because I heard a little bit of the, I'm waiting for Miss Mills, you know, like the aggressive side. So I was like, you know what, I don't want to get jumped. I don't want to get dragged, so I definitely have to remember.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I definitely have to remember that. But I wanted to kind of touch on what kind of artists are you working with on your record label, MJ?
I'm not working on any, you know, I started that record label just for me, and that
okay.
may sound selfish, but I started it because I knew the industry was changing, and I wanted to have a platform where I could still do my thing as an artist and not have to conform to anything that another record company would want me to do. So I really started it so that I would have the freedom to record and do what I wanted to do.
Okay. That's awesome. And imagine that, guys. Like, hey, I didn't do this for, you know, to benefit others. And I don't need nothing. I love you all. But this is all,
right.
from, you know, Stephanie right here.
Yeah, I just wanted to, like, because I don't know if I would really be good at handling another artist. I don't know. Some artists are not good at handling other artists, but I really just wanted my freedom and not to have to conform, you know, because the business changes and it's really different than when I came through. So I just wanted the freedom to write music and put music out. And with the internet, it's so wonderful. You can record your stuff and put it out on radio stations like yours and other people that I've talked to. So it's just awesome.
Right. Absolutely. So are you releasing your new album under your record label? And if so,
I'm releasing my album, but I changed the company's name to CJ Entertainment. And why I changed it, because my mother's name was Christine and my father's name was Joe. So, and they passed.
I'm sorry to
So
hear
I
that.
Changed the company so I could give all the great accolades to my mom and dad, because they are truly my heroes. So I changed it to CJ Entertainment.
Right. That's beautiful. And I'm sorry to hear about your loss.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. So how do you feel about the music and the changes that it has, you know, gone through over the passing years, you know, with the state of R&B?
I like the changes. I really think that they've made kind of rap R&B. You know, I think that R&B, the way I grew up hearing and singing R&B, is slowly trying to come back. But I think they've made rap kind of R&B. And I really don't have a problem with that, because I do listen to rap, and I listen to Beyonce, and I love India Arie, I love Deborah Cox. I think there are a lot of singers out there that are not getting their just due. But, you know, I don't have a problem. I never throw salt on anyone doing their thing, because I know how hard it is to accomplish your goals and your dreams. So I pat anybody on the back that's doing their thing and being successful at it.
Mm-hmm. So who are some of the writers that you have working on your album, or is it just a particular, just solo project?
It's really a solo project, but the guy who's producing is Josiah Martin, who's a wonderful, wonderful young producer out of Atlanta, and he and I wrote most of the songs together. Like, my new single is called I Love That, and that should be out, like, at the end of September.
Okay. So if you were to do any other genre of music, because we know Stephanie now. Who don't know Stephanie? I'm her biggest fan, guys. Oh, I'm sorry. You have to forgive me. What other genre would you branch off into, if you could?
I would probably sing Broadway music. Like, I love the different songs of Broadway, like People and God Bless the Child. I would probably do an album of all the wonderful Broadway shows, which is very kind of straight-laced and very, you know, proper, and, you know, it's not as soulful as R&B is, but I love listening to that kind of music.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so on your typical day, and you're not being Miss Diva, and that's not no disrespect or pun, because that's how I view you.
What do I do? Well, I'm raising my 11-year-old son. I love, absolutely love to shop. That's like my advice. I love to shop. Or either, like yesterday I cleaned out my garage because I had old things in there. And I'm sort of in a mood of just getting rid of, like, all old stuff to just welcome the new. So I've been getting rid of old things and just, you know, because I want to redecorate my home. So I've been just getting rid of old things, or I'll read or something. It just depends on what my day is. Like, early in the day, I have a lot of business to take care of. But then during the rest of the part of the day, I'm usually with my son or taking him to piano lesson or going to Target, something like that. I do regular things, you know, normal things, because I don't think that an artist should ever really get away from doing normal things. I think that's when they run into problems.
Mm-hmm. I think that you're absolutely, absolutely right. You know, they get aside from it, and then, you know, you lose track. You do. On your new project that you have coming up, do you have any collaborations?
You mean as far as singing-wise?
Yes.
Like singing a duet? No, I don't. I didn't this time. Because, you know, sometimes it's hard to reach other artists, and then you have to go through a lot of political things to get other artists on your album and all that. And I just didn't feel like doing that, so I just did me.
Exactly, and I can respect that because you really don't need nobody in that return. In that regard, I mean, in that regard, not trying to be funny. No, I'm not trying to be funny, Miss Mills. I'm just saying, all you have to do is hum, and you have a track. So that's just what it is.
Thank you, but you know the political realm of things. Trying to, you know, you can have a friendship with somebody, but then they have managers and handlers and. And then when you're an artist like myself that have been around and you haven't had a hit record in a long time, really people don't want to be bothered with you. And that's really the honest truth. They don't look at your track record or anything. They just look at what have you done lately. So I just rather just do me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So being, you know, out putting out the whole fact that, you know, Miss Mills have been out there doing a damn thing for so many years, and you have done a slew of interviews, but what are, like, one of the questions that you hate for someone to ask you?
It's not that I hate for people to ask me questions. I don't like when people don't do their homework, when they absolutely don't know anything about me. You know how you, like, I've done interviews where people are like, well, what have you done? What, you know, they don't know anything about me. And I'm like, you didn't do your homework. You don't know anything about me. That's the only thing I don't like. Because
mm-hmm.
I think when you interview someone, you should know something about them.
Absolutely. Well, I totally agree. And when it comes down to the questions that you want people to ask more of, what are one of those?
Maybe about the songs and who's writing them and what the songs are about. And what inspired it, or is it a personal song, or is it taken from, you know, I like questions like that, or, you know, what groups or who have I seen lately? Like, I just saw Anita Baker, and I love Anita. Anita and I are friends, and we're cool. And I watched her show, and she came to my show and sang background with my singers and just having fun. And the thing that people don't realize is that we're fan. Other entertainers are fan of other entertainers. Like, when I go see other people, I'm so much a fan, you know. Like, I'll scream and yell just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, you know, I have a ton of songs on my iTunes list. And it was even before I knew that I would have this blessed moment to have you, you know, in tune with us. But Real Love, Home, Comfort of a Man, I have learned to respect the power of love, I feel good all over, has been my favorite ever.
Really?
Of all time. Yes, those. And you cannot tell me, Miss Mills, that I'm not you when I'm singing Home. I will fight somebody. It would be a battle royal. Like, that happens.
That is so funny. That is so real. It's a perfect example of when you asked me what song, because when I first sang Home, I sang it very Broadway-like on the cast album. But then when so many people and so many friends of mine passed away in The Wiz, I wanted to do it, but I wanted to do it with more soul to it, and that's why I changed it and did it the way I did and included, you know, my friends and all of that, because so many of them have passed away.
Right. Well, I think you did a superb job, and I mean, there really aren't any words that I can conjure up, because, you know, knowing that you were coming on, I had ample of time to get those words in place, but they still evade me of on how amazing and how honored and, you know, privileged I feel, and I know everyone who's tuned in feel, to be able to gain, because your songs and the contributions, in my opinion, through your music is inspiring to so many other women out there, men as well, but more or less a woman, because as far as the comfort of love, you know, and I learned to respect the power of love, it's like, who does that today? No one really respects it, but you have to understand
in
order to respect it.
Right, they don't. They don't respect love, and they don't really, I don't think men really, well, I can't say all men, but I don't think men really cherish what women do and what we go through. To have a child in itself is enough for a woman to worship, or is enough for a man to worship us until the end of time. But I don't think they really cherish that. But I love what I do love that I see. I love the way Jay-Z loves Beyonce. I love, there's certain relationships that I see, I don't know them personally, from afar. I love that kind of love where it's private and they're doing their thing. You know, it's not open up to the world. Because love is very private. It shouldn't be open to the world.
Definitely. And also with The Comfort of a Man, by the way, that's my favorite video, because you get to see Miss Mills all in sexy mode in the water. And she's just doing her thing with that black scenery, and I'm just like, you know what, I have no words. And when I listen to this, it's like The Comfort of a Man, to me, on so many levels, being The Comfort of a Man, and it could be a sexual way, it could be a spiritual way, it just can be, like, in a fun way, like, I need this comfort from a man, period. And it doesn't have to just be his finances, it doesn't have to be, hey, my husband. It's just the comfort of being able to have that significant other, and that's how I take that song. You can tell me if I'm wrong.
No, that's true. That's true. It's having the love, having a love and someone there. It's like having intimacy. It's not sexual or spiritual. It's just having someone there to sit and watch Law and Order with you or read a book or something. That's really what a comfort of a man is all about.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to start taking a few questions because we can't keep Miss Mills on all night. I don't want to, you know, take that away from the rest of her day. So we're going to start with the first call at 856. You're in tune with Miss P and Miss Stephanie Mills. How you doing tonight?
Hello, Miss Mills?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Right.
You're
so
number
crazy.
One fan. Let me say that first. I love you. I love you. I love you. You've always been my big sister in my head, and I just wanted to.
Thank you.
But home is my number one. And when I was 16 years old, I was in the Hal Jackson Talented Teens, and I sung Home.
I bet you I saw you.
I sung Home, and I did a fabulous job. When I had to audition, I sung Starlight. That was my audition, and and my family friends always told me that I sound just like you. I mean, when I sing it, they start crying. It just sounds just like you. But I just always loved you.
Thank you.
I cannot believe I got through. Wait till I get on Twitter and Facebook.
I
tell everybody, but you
Thank
are
you.
Fabulous. Nobody
thank
out here
you.
Has a better voice than you. Nobody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I love you.
Thank
you
so
much. I'm your little sister in my head.
Okay, that I will be. I'll be your big sister.
Okay.
Thank you
for
so
speaking
much.
To me.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. I'm gonna still listen and tune in.
No problem. Thank you, love. Yay! So that was really nice and exciting.
Yes, it was.
Right? She beat me to the punch. Damn it! No, but So 513, you on the line with Miss Mills and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you, love.
This is Lavonne Cross calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. And like the previous caller, I love you also.
Thank you. I
was about 12 years old when What You Gonna Do With My Lovin' came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent half of my allowance on the album, and I'd sit in my bedroom and listen to it for hours.
And
listening to not only that, but Put Your Body in It, and I Have Learned to Respect the Power of Love and all the others just take me back to such a wonderful time in my life.
Oh, that is so good. That is so wonderful to hear, and I thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
I think I'll be coming to Cincinnati soon.
Oh, I will be there.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you ladies, have a good evening.
Yay. So next caller, 619, you're on the line with Miss Mills and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Excellent. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi. My name is Kai. I'm calling from San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. I'm coming to San Diego.
I got my tickets already. That's right. I got my
you
tickets
do?
Already. Yeah.
Wow.
Victor Antonio has the website info on Twitter. And like that, I got the tickets, and I can't wait to see you. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm going to do a great show for you.
Oh, right.
I really am. We're gonna have a lot of fun. I'm there for two nights.
I know. Yeah, I want to go both nights, but so far I'm good for Thursday. So I'm trying to get Friday Lights on also.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks so much for calling, and thanks for buying tickets to see me.
Oh, for sure. But I wanted to let you know, of all the songs that you, I guess you came up with, mine is So Good, So Right. I think there's something about, I guess, like a gospel, I guess, hint in that song, in all of your songs, actually. And it makes it more like kind of something you can like testify to or kind of agree with, and it resonates deep within your soul. And you've always had that with your songs, and that message just conveys to the listener. And I want to thank you for giving that gift to us all through your music.
Thank
I mean,
you.
It's been, yeah, it's been a big, you know, help to me, I'm sure the fans also, but I mean, you've been just that person to just bring out, you know, the best, and there's no one like you, and I love you, and I'm just happy that you're coming to San Diego.
Thank
right.
you. I'm glad I'm coming to San Diego, and I'm so glad you called. And you know what? Me and my friends were listening because they were talking. They said they wanted me to do more songs in the show of some of the older stuff, so they were playing all
right.
my old stuff for me. And we were listening to So Good, So Right. That song was written by Angela Winbush, who's a good girl
yeah.
of mine.
Yeah,
and she comes
her.
From the church, so it's you would feel that church vibe from her. But thank you so
oh,
much. I look forward to seeing you. You should come backstage and say hello to me.
I would love to, yeah.
Okay. What's your
okay.
name again?
My name is Kylo, K-Y-L-O. And
okay.
Victor told me that I should call in. I said, of course I'm going to do it. So
yes,
I thought surprised
yes,
him
yes.
and do it anyway.
Okay.
Thank you so
hello.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yay. So
Yay.
Next caller, 202, you're on the line with Miss Stephanie Mills and Miss P. How you doing tonight? What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello?
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 Yes, we're
hello?
Here.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
yes
we can,
we
sir.
Can hear you.
Well, my name is Gregory Easton. I'm from Washington, D.C.
Okay, Greg.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm walking. I'm on my cell phone, walking over here on my mother's house. I just wanted to say, I think you're great.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling. He's walking, so his phone is going in and out.
Yeah, Greg. If you get a chance before I let Miss Mills go, give us a call back because you're actually breaking up and I can't hear you. But thank you if you can hear us for calling in. Miss Mills, love you too, and continue to support her music. Thank you. Okay, the next caller, 313. You on the line with Miss P and Miss Stephanie Mills? How you doing tonight? 313.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy to, hold on. My name is Spencer Whitelow, and I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Hello.
Hello.
Me too. Spencer, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. You did a show at, the Soundboard.
Yes, I did.
And that was such an excellent show, and the next day I wrote on the Facebook page for, Soundboard. I said, her concert was like Sunday dinner. It was damn good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And then another thing, my favorite song is Put Your Body Into It. And I
oh,
love on YouTube. Yes, I love when YouTube, they show you dancing.
Uh-huh.
I just love that dance. I just try to jump up and try to do the same dance with you.
That's good. That's good. Thanks so much for calling me.
Yeah, thanks for this. I've been trying for years. You did other interviews on blog radio, and I haven't been able to get on. And then I was so glad this is the first time I was able to actually talk to you. So
oh.
I'm really excited and everything.
Oh,
yeah,
well, thanks
definitely.
So much for continuing to try, and thanks for calling me, and I do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so
yeah,
much. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, no
bye-bye.
Problem. Okay, callers, Miss Mills can't stay all night, so I'm going to try to take a few more, and then that's it. So whoever I don't get to, she loves you immensely. But let's go. 786, you're on the line with Miss Stephanie Mills and Miss P.
Hello.
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 How are you tonight?
Hello.
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 Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
First of all, I'd like to say, wow, I've grown up with you. I've worked out your albums when I was a kid up in Philly. And you've really been, I'm just overcome right now. But you've been a great inspiration in my life. And
oh,
I really appreciate everything that you've done as a musical artist. But what I wanted to say was ask you, you won a Grammy in 1980 for the Best Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance.
Right.
What was it like to win that Grammy?
It was wonderful. You know that I wasn't there when I won my Grammy. I was actually working, and Teddy Pendergrass picked it up for me. But it's wonderful to have the accolades from your peers. The Grammys are your peers, the people that are in the industry. They vote for you. So it's wonderful that people that do the same thing that you do vote for you to win an award. So it was wonderful.
Well, but that's a great accomplishment for music. Yes, and congratulations on that and your entire career. Glad to see that you're coming back.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I missed your voice, and I mean, I got your memories and all the old stuff, but I can't wait to hear what you have new coming out. I know it's going to be great.
Oh, thank you. I hope you like it. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so that's awesome. All this yummy love, love, love. Another call, 410. You on the line with Miss Stephanie Mills and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. By the way, it's Sienna again.
Hey, Sienna. How you doing?
I'm good.
You have anything for Miss Stephanie Mills?
Yeah. So I was telling my mom today that she was doing an interview on the Intune show and stuff. And I'm like, I have no clue who this is. So, you know, of course, I was YouTubing and everything. She's like, oh, I have her CD downstairs and da-da-da-da and go listen to it. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. This woman has a powerful voice.
Thank you. How old are you?
17.
Oh, you're a baby. But thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Sienna. Yeah, one more call, guys. I'm going to go eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a piggy by the toe. Here we go. 410, you on the line with Miss Mills and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Mom.
Fine. How are you?
I'm blessed now that I got to speak to Stephanie Mills. I love your music. You are such an awesome entertainer and singer. I'm calling from Baltimore. I have been to every concert that you ever did here. It's been a long time since you've done one here. But I absolutely adore your music. I thank you for remaining true to yourself and your craft. I was simply blown away by your gospel album. I love it. And I just wish you all the best and that you just continue to be Stephanie Mills because you are such an awesome gift. And we've been just blessed to have your music and your voice.
Thank you so much. You know, it's hard to sometimes stay true to who you are because so many people want you to do other things and they think you should do this to be popular and all that. But I've never done anything just to be popular. I've always really tried to stay true to what my soul and what my spirit and just what I wanted to do. So I do appreciate this call. It's inspiring for me to continue to do what I think is best for me. So I do appreciate your call. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, so I want to say, Miss Mills, you know, because I'm not going to take any more because I'll have you here for another 8 hours. But for everyone the queue, just please, please, please understand that I can't keep Miss Mills longer than I have to because when she releases her new project, we want to invite her back and we don't want her to be like, oh, my God, they kept me there forever. So we definitely want to show her that respect of letting her go so she can, you know, be able to come back and want to come back another day to share her new projects with us. Miss Mills, as everyone has said in a nutshell, you are extremely, extremely amazing. and not only amazing through your voice as an individual, because anytime I used to aspire to want to be like Stephanie Mills, and my mom said, well, you said you don't want to be short. Stephanie Mills is short.
I am very.
And I'm like, look who's talking when she's short, too. So I think you and her, she's 5'1", my mom.
Oh, see, I'm not even 5'1". I'm maybe 5 feet at the most.
Right, but it's okay because the power and the strength shows how tall you really are. The attributes,
yeah.
Everything that you contribute to this world, to women everywhere, to people everywhere, speaks in volumes. So I just want to say
you.
That this has been more than an honor. I'm so blessed and feel like, you know, wow, I never would have thought in a million years that I would have this opportunity, but God has blessed me with it, so it means I'm doing something right. And I look at us as family. So whenever there's something you need me to pitch or something that, you know, you want to come back on and put out there to the 20,000-plus listeners, by the time you come back, it'll be more, just let me know because I don't want this to be our last interaction.
Oh, absolutely it will not. I will consider you family, too, and when I do have things to pitch, I'll call you and even get your opinion on some music because you're younger and you're out there and you're hearing and seeing everything. So I like, that's why I keep Victor around me. I like to keep young people around me because I'm older. So I'm not out and I don't go to the clubs and all that kind of stuff, but you're out and not that you
mm-hmm.
go to clubs, but you have your own
right, I understand.
Radio. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I will, absolutely, and I will definitely come back, and this has really been fun. I've enjoyed this.
Thank you so much, Ms. Mills. I love you deeply,
I love
and
you
I look
too.
Forward to hearing from you soon.
And take care of your baby and keep your business private like you've been doing.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will. Coming from you,
okay.
Saran wrapping it.
Exactly. Okay, darling,
all
I
right.
love you.
I love you too. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, guys, so that was Stephanie Mills. For all those who are still on the line, I just want to say that I do deeply apologize, but I can't keep her on hold longer than, you know, I have to, and I actually already did. So, you know, with that being said, she was still really nice and laid back about it, so I didn't want to take it to a whole nother level. So I do apologize about that. If you're tuned in for the first time, I just want to say I hope it's not your last. We at the Intune Show, the family and myself, we are working feverishly trying to come up with new concepts and ideas to bring forth just good, awesome yumminess to you guys. We are an interactive platform, which is Emerge with Phoenix Star Online and also Emerge with In Bed with Dr. Sue and Lady Twinkle's Sex Sensual Reconstructions. We are doing it where we are just, like, taking businesses that are dedicated to making a change and coming together to form one resource and filter it. So if you're interested in becoming a part of the family, you definitely can hit me up at intuneshow@AOL. We do not want no scallywags. We do not want people who know that think they want something today and then they can't bring it to fruition the next day, okay? I want to give a shout-out to John B. and his wife, Miss Buck. I met them in person yesterday at his show in New York, and I had a fab time. The man can sing. So if you're not in tune with any of his latest music, you need to get in tune at Official John B. ASAP and get that comfortable swag because the boy had the crowd rolling. Even Miss P had to come up out of her shoes because I was doing like those church dancing and stuff like that. So definitely get in tune to that. Tomorrow we're going to be on with Matilda's Lavender. She played Lavender and Matilda, a little movie from back in the day, and it's Kimmy DeVall, and we're going to have guest hosting Courtney Mache, and we're also going to have on KD, the singer. So I'm definitely excited. It's going to be another girl night out at 4 p.m. Eastern. Tune in. Much love to you all, and I really, 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 really look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. Until then, babies, stay in tune. Stay.
I connect. Million dollar magic number just to represent your sex. Or ask questions.